you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever seen a X-shaped frame?
Yeah. My son actually got one there.
What does he call that?
Dollar frame, what do he call that thing?
What?
That frame where he puts that in where he sold, where, you know what?
I don't know.
I don't know what he calls that thing.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see something, built? Sort of like that. Maybe you'd have a bar across it like that. That you could, an A-shaped thing that you could lay a board across if you were going to saw it. You ever saw buck or saw horse or...
Well, he
saw.
He have, but I didn't. He got one, but I never did. We never did have them in my day and time.
Once you had your stove wood cut, did you have a special place for storing it?
We stacked it.
Uh-huh.
Split it, stacked it up, and let it get dry.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it dried, then we towed it in and burned it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any special building, though, where you could keep the stove wood? What about tools? Where would they be kept?
What?
What about tools? Where would you keep your tools?
Just mostly
throw them up under the house.
Throw them up under the house somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Didn't have very many tools in. Very little.
What about before they had bathrooms indoors?
Well, they just went outdoors.
Uh-huh. What did they call the building outside?
Used to have privies, they call them, or toilet.
They used to call them toilets.
Uh-huh. Any other names?
Mm-mm.
Do you ever hear any joking names people would say? Just laughing? What about the big building behind the house where you could store hay?
We call them barns.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the part of the barn where you'd store the hay?
Why is it like that barn out, China?
Be a hay barn.
We call them hay barns.
Uh-huh. What about that upper part of the barn?
Well, we put hay, they'd have cribs, they'd put corn in,
mm-hmm.
part of it, and part of it, they'd have one, they'd put hay in.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know that upstairs part of the barn, though?
They put hay in that, the lower part, put corn in.
Uh-huh.
That's what they call the upstairs.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear that called the loft or the...
Yeah, that's what we always called it.
What was that?
That's what we always called it, the loft.
Uh-huh. Meaning that upstairs part?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have that corn, that crib, was it part of the barn?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about if you had too much hay to put up in the barn? You might leave it outside, but you'd take a...
You'd stack it.
Uh-huh.
You have a pole out there and you'd stack it around the top and up on top and... covered up real good with hay.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't rain. All the water would run off of it, and the stalks would eat, start eating at the bottom, and
mm-hmm.
they'd get up under it, and as they eat it, why, the hay would slip down.
Mm-hmm. And that'd be a hay?
Haystack.
Uh-huh. Any other way of leaving hay outside besides mm-hmm. a haystack?
Mm-hmm.
What about, you know, when you first cut the hay, and you let it dry, it's out in the field, and you let it dry, and you rake it up in little piles. Do you remember what they'd call those little piles that they'd have raked up together?
I don't know what to call them. We just raked them up in windrow piles. Mm-hmm. Take a pitch for it. One to get up on the wagon, the other to take a pitch for it and throw them up to him.
Mm-hmm.
He'd stack them on the wagon, and he'd haul them in.
Mm-hmm. Into the barn then?
Mm-hmm.
What different kinds of animals did you used to have?
Well, horses and cows.
Hogs.
Hogs.
Mm-hmm.